This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Benedetto, former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at both Georgetown and American universities here in the nation's capital. We want to get his thoughts today on a slew of congressional retirements and whether the voters are mad at the party in power or just mad at those currently in office in Washington. And Richard, always great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, we've seen a slew of congressional retirements, as I mentioned this week. The most recent, Patrick Kennedy, the Democrat of Rhode Island, son of the late Massachusetts senator. But we saw Vern Ehlers in Michigan, Diane Watson in California, Lincoln Diaz-Balart in Florida. Obviously, earlier in the week, the passing of Congressman John Murtha. In terms of the avalanche of announcements here, is it just because it's the right time of the year to do this, or are we seeing a parade of people getting out?
Well, I think that what's going on here is that people are looking at the political landscape over the next few months, and they're looking at increasingly difficult races. I think that incumbents of both parties who are living in competitive districts all have to worry, because I think the voters are just angry at what's going on in Washington.
How does that articulate it? You obviously have two very different competing philosophies. Republicans have obviously, for the most part, opposed what the president has tried to do. Democrats have only been in power in Congress since 2006 and the midterm elections of that year. So how do the folks seem to be sifting through that? Is there any way that we're seeing how they're viewing this?
Well, I think that when you deal with people who live outside the Beltway, they look at Washington and they see not that much progress being made. Not only on the economic front, but just on all fronts, they see a lot of bickering. They see a lot of division. They see a lot of attempts to posture, but they don't see many results. And so, therefore, they say things are messed up, and they want help. Now, I think one of the problems we have is that we've created in our society, in our American society, the notion that somehow or other, whenever we have a problem, Washington can fix it. And I think that part is part of the incorrect assumption that Washington has the answers to all of our problems. And so, if you believe that and you see nothing happening, well, then it's Washington's fault.
Richard, you've been around Washington for quite a while, and obviously we've seen parties gain in popularity and lose in popularity. But have you ever seen an anti-incumbent streak like this one?
Well, the only thing I could think of that in my recent memory was 1994. You saw the beginning of it in 1992 when the Ross Perot movement got going, and then you saw the result of that in 1994 when the Democrats lost control of both houses of Congress for the first time in 40 years. So the party in power always has to worry that they're going to get more of the blame than the other guys if there's just an anti-incumbent fervor out there. But I think, like I said, incumbents in both parties who live in competitive districts have to be very careful this year.
Any sort of game plan you're noticing from those incumbents who are brave enough to put their name back on the ballot? How are they trying to distance themselves from what's going on here in the nation's capital?
I think they're taking on an every man for himself mentality, and they're going back home and basically running against Washington too, and also trying to assure people that they are on their side and they want to do something about jobs and the economy and things like that.
As of right now, I think it's 18 House Republicans and 14 House Democrats have decided not to run for re-election this year, and obviously some of them would have been in deep political trouble. For a party that's unpopular right now in a lot of ways since the Democrats are in control, how much does it help them to put a fresh face on the ballot, even if their votes might not be all that different than the guy retiring?
It helps. I think it helps, especially if they're putting a fresh face on the ballot in the place of somebody who's been around Washington for 20 or 30 years. That in itself, I think that there's I haven't seen any more pushes for the term limits yet, but I think there's a growing feeling among the American public that members who come to Congress for 30 and 40 years and make a career out of it is just not the right way to go.
Richard, we've obviously seen Republican wins in Virginia and New Jersey and most recently in Massachusetts, but as you mentioned before, you see this more as an anti-incumbent thing than necessarily an anti-democratic thing. So what lessons would Republicans be smart to learn and perhaps not be overconfident about?
But what they have to do is show how they convince voters that they have a way of doing it differently than the way the other guys are doing it. They can't just get by on the idea that we're going to throw the bums out. They have to show the people that they got some good ideas and just some good plans.
Richard, as I mentioned, one of the names that will not run for re-election, Patrick Kennedy, son of the late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. Obviously, he's been in the headlines a couple different times for reasons he'd not appreciate during his congressional career, but he was here for quite a while. What kind of work was he known for in terms of just doing the job?
Well, I think he's both been mostly known for working on behalf of the handicapped, things like that. Rhode Island is a pretty heavily Democratic state. Whether he would have been in real political trouble or not, the polls weren't looking good for him now, but the polls aren't looking good for any incumbents right now. There's still, 9 months to go until the election, and there's time for people to recoup. But I think that in Kennedy's case, maybe he's just lost his fervor for it with his father gone and all. I just don't really know.
Richard, obviously there are different primary dates scattered around the calendar in different states, but are we pretty much seeing the rush of retirements, or could we still see quite a few more?
I think that, with many primary dates coming up in the spring, late spring, later in the spring, I think that you'll see more.
Very interesting. Richard, it's going to be a fascinating election year as always. We look forward to talking to you down the road. Thanks for your time today.
This is going to be a great one to watch.
No doubt about it. Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. Now he teaches politics and journalism at both American and Georgetown universities here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.